Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence in the UK looks set to reduce the number of people to be offered what's now known as the King Kong of weight loss drugs, Mounjaro. It seems they're now going to offer the drug to only those with the highest clinical needs. Dr. Michael Crotty is the Irish College of GPs clinical lead on obesity, and he's with me now. Dr. Crotty, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks very much for having me.
Now, you're a GP, as I say, specialising in obesity medicine. What is this King Kong drug that we're hearing about, Mounjaro?
Yeah, so this is a next-generation medication to treat obesity. Essentially, it's a medication that mimics some natural hormones that we have in our body, a hormone called GLP-1 and another hormone called GIP. And these are hormones that are produced by our body that signal to the brain around appetite and fullness and weight regulation. So by giving somebody a medication that mimics those hormones, it essentially tells the brain that we feel fuller quicker, fuller for longer, more satisfied by food. It changes how the brain regulates weight, because we know it's the subconscious part of the brain where our weight is regulated. So these medications, when we give them to people who are living with obesity, it regulates appetite, it helps with craving and reward and wanting for food, and as a result, then weight will change over time. And with this particular medication, I suppose it's probably the most effective medication that has ever been developed. We're seeing over 20% body weight change at a year on the medication, and up to 23% body weight change at 3 years on the medication.
So sustained as well.
It's sustained as long as people take the medication, which is one of the challenges. This is very much like treating blood pressure or cholesterol or diabetes. It's a long-term treatment for a chronic medical issue. And I suppose really we're you know, thinking about the difference between weight loss, which is what people do kind of dieting, where they're restricting and depriving to get to a certain number on the scales, versus obesity care, which is different. Obesity care is focused on health. It's focused on, you know, improving metabolic, medical health, physical function, psychological health and well-being, and preventing kind of future health issues. So really the reason we treat people for obesity, which by obesity we mean excess, you know, fatty tissue that's impairing health. The reason we treat them is to improve their health. So this is not about size. It's not about weight loss per se. It's about improving people's health. And these medications are proving very effective for that, but they do come with a number of challenges.
Okay. What are those challenges?
So I suppose not everybody's going to respond to the same treatment. We don't have the right medication for everybody. Some people will need bariatric surgery or other treatments. Many people, you know, most people will require nutritional support, psychological support, support with movement, again, for their health, to maintain muscle mass, for their gut health, and then to really to minimize the side effects of these medications. We've used these medications for about 20 years to treat diabetes, but they also have a good effect on blood sugar regulation and the complications of diabetes. So, you know, with these medications, you know, nausea, heartburn, constipation, diarrhea can be challenges. People may develop gallstones because of significant weight loss. So these complications and challenges, you know, mean that people need support. They need to be dealing with a healthcare practitioner who understands the treatment,
yeah,
who knows the goals of treatment.
Your answer points to the complexity of the problem of obesity and the challenge of obesity and the treatment of as well. And for people who have tried everything else, they might look at this and they might say, sign me up for Mounjaro, but it's not available here yet. Is that right?
No, so this particular medication is licensed in Europe and it's licensed in the UK, but it hasn't been launched by the pharmaceutical company in the Republic of Ireland yet. So it is licensed here, but not available at pharmacies here yet. There are other medications that we use kind of that have a similar, but maybe not quite as effective response with people. And like you said, you know, obesity is a very complex disease. It's, you know, predisposed by our genetics. It's heavily influenced by our environment. Our biology has a big, big role. Most people I meet in clinic have spent their whole life, you know, trying to eat less and move more, trying every single diet under the sun, but they still have obesity. And there's huge frustration because we're told in society this is willpower, it's motivation, but it's not. It's actually much more complicated.
And those responses then, when people say it, eat less, move more, I can only imagine the frustration and the emotional turmoil it causes people, as you say, who have been trying all their lives. The HSE, we did ask them in relation to Mounjaro. They say the HSE commissioned a health technology assessment on this product on the 1st of March 24 and is now awaiting the submission of a HTA dossier by the applicant company, and any queries in relation to when that dossier will be submitted should go to the applicant company. And I suppose it's a wait and see exercise here.
Yeah, so the challenge is a medication being approved versus available, and a medication being reimbursed by drug payments in Medicard long term illness is different. You know, so again, in the UK, aside from kind of the people that NICE have decided, you can get these medications privately and pay for them. But that kind of adds to the inequality that people, you know, who can pay for these medications can access them, and perhaps they may not be the people who most need them, who have the most health need. Sure. So again, driving the inequality, and that's a huge issue in obesity already.
Okay, look, we'll talk again. This is not going away given the epidemic nature of obesity and overweight in this country and others. Dr. Michael Crotty, General Practitioner, specialising in obesity medicine, thank you for joining us. If